commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
By now you've heard the horrors of two 12-year-olds in Waukesha who stabbed a friend in the woods. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has the most detailed reporting on the case, including the police interviews with the suspects. There are a few things that are apparent to me. First, dark fantasy, the Slender Man, and the horror stories on the Creepypasta website have been elevated to a religion in the lives of these preteens. They are, in a very real sense, Satanists, and Slender Man is their deity. Imagine how much idle time must have been spent online reading these stupid stories for them to become real in their minds. And imagine the absent parenting. How is it possible that the adults in their lives were unaware of the dark places that their kids had descended to? Devotion to horror, violence, fantasy had become the center of these girls' lives. The old adage that you are what you think about the most is true. Once we get through the horrors of the case, there'll be no satisfactory explanations for how 12-year-olds became these cretins. We are left with two legal questions. First, should Morgan Geiser and Anessa Weir be tried as adults? And second, were Geiser and Weir in their right minds when they stabbed their friends 19 times? You may not like the answers. Most criminal defendants have to be 18 before being tried as an adult. In particularly heinous crimes, 17 or 16-year-olds can be adjudicated in adult court, mostly because our juvenile penal system wouldn't get to them till their 18th birthdays. But Geiser and Weir are only two-thirds of the way to majority. Their 12-year-old brains aren't fully developed. It's entirely possible that their lawyers will try and reverse-wave the case into juvenile court, and they may win that argument. So were they insane? Geiser said in her statement to police that Slender Man lived in a mansion in the Nicolet National Forest. She was going to walk there 175 miles after the stabbing. She said that he would kill them if they didn't prove their dedication by taking a life. Slender talks to her. He would take vengeance on her family if she backed down. He has the ability to read her mind. He can teleport. Well, this is someone who is delusional. For this 12-year-old, the fantasy world of Slender Man horror stories has been blurred with reality. By rights, the two defendants should be tried as juveniles and should be able to mount a successful not guilty by reason of insanity defense. I don't think that's what will happen. There are some cases that are so outrageous, so offensive to our sensibilities, that Lady Justice tilts against the defendants, and I think that's what will happen here. This case will stay in adult court. They'll face the full weight of the law. And when all is done, Morgan Geiser and Anessa Weir may indeed find that Slender Man is real. These 12-year-olds may not be eligible for parole until they're in their late 30s.